This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced Price County's construction projects for 2026. Projects include a 10.3-mile safety upgrade on County Road D, due to begin in May of 2026 and run through November of 2027, with single lane closures for curve reconstruction and guardrails. Two full closure bridge replacements are planned on Hill Road, starting in June of 2026 in Wooster, and Larkin Road, starting in May of 2026 and running through November of 2027 in Ogama. Speed limits on State Highway 13 in Park Falls are under review, with a report due in early March. Intersection improvements at State Highway 13, 111, and Little Chicago Road involve sign relocation, flashing beacon upgrades, replacing the State Highway 111 stop sign, and adding double stop signs / red reflective strips to State Highway 111 and Little Chicago Road approaches. We will continue to update you as information becomes available. Wednesday, December 17th, from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's an adult puzzle competition at the Park Falls Public Library. Grab a partner, stop by the library circulation desk, or call 715-762-3121 and sign up for the upcoming puzzle competition. Only 10 teams will be accepted, so don't wait, and they do have amazing prizes for the top 3 teams. Remember, this is ages 18 and up, and is taking place Wednesday, December 17th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion. Isabella Nieto reports.
The bill, called Braden's Law, stems from the death of D.C. Everest High School student Braden Bone, who took his own life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. Evers signed the bill at the Greenheck Turner Community Center in Weston on Monday.
Kids these days are up against a whole host of challenges that many of us, parents and grandparents, could never have dreamed of. Social media, AI, you name it. These are things that touch our lives each and every day.
Sextortion is a form of online exploitation where perpetrators coerce minors, typically underage boys, into sending sexually explicit material, threatening to release it unless they receive payment.
Extortion, like what Braden was subjected to, is one of the fastest growing cyber crimes targeting kids in our country today, with reporting from the FBI telling us these cases number in the thousands.
The legislation establishes sextortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties. It also provides the victim or the victim's family with payment from the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. The bill passed the state legislature in October, less than 6 months after it was introduced.
By making these changes, we're ensuring a stronger deterrent for these crimes, creating real consequences, and making sure Wisconsin remains a safe place for kids and their families.
Braden Bone's family joined Evers at the bill signing. His mother, Brittany Bird, said the signing of the bill gives her hope.
I have hope that we will take back control from these criminals and our children will no longer be pawns in their sick games.
I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
In this time of cold, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like you to be aware of the signs of hypothermia. In adults, symptoms include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, fumbling hands, memory loss, slurred speech, and drowsiness. In infants, the signs include bright red cold skin and low energy. Remember to always keep an eye out and always know what to do if you do encounter hypothermia. You can find more tips and learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. This Friday at 5:30, there's a holiday family fun night over at the YMCA right here in Park Falls. This will feature a Christmas movie in their decorated studio, free food, a free hot chocolate bar, free popcorn, and a craft station. This event comes to you at no cost, however, they do require you to sign up for it prior to attending due to limited space in the studio. You can sign up using a link found on their Facebook page under YMCA of the Northwoods, Flambeau River YMCA. Once again, this is taking place Friday at 5:30 over at the YMCA right here in Park Falls. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in Wisconsin. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Due to persistent challenges caused by pipeline disruption within the Midwestern Pipeline Distribution System, coupled with high demand for residential heating fuel caused by severe winter weather, the energy emergency will enable the swift and efficient delivery of these products throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers report challenges, including long lines at terminals and having to travel farther to collect needed products. The executive order will provide a waiver of certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing the suppliers to catch up on the pipeline and the weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd or until drivers transporting residential heating fuel respond to the emergency, whichever is shorter. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a two-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have some snow on the way. Snow will develop this afternoon and continue through tonight into tomorrow. We could get 4 to 6, even up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. And the wind will be gusty up to 25 or 30, and that'll create blowing snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow will end, wind will die down, conditions improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.